All that to come, but earlier we heard from Donald Finlater from the Stop It Now campaign about a video campaign being launched today that hopes to deter would-be sex offenders from committing offences against children.
Thinking behind the campaign is that the problem of people viewing child pornography across the UK and Ireland is a major social problem, and we have to prevent people from doing it in the first place. Where people have started viewing such images, then we need to get them to stop. We need to warn them about the dangers of what they're doing, as well as it is illegality. We've got to warn them about the potential consequences. Certainly if they get caught, their life is going to be utterly ruined.
Well, on the line with me now is Dr. Sarah Good, CEO of the organisation Stop So, that trains therapists in how to help those who are in danger of offending or re-offending. Good morning. Very welcome to the programme, Sarah.
Thank you.
What do you think of the campaign?
I think it's a terrific initiative, and I think we need much more of this. What we need to be doing in order to keep children safe is we need to be raising public awareness of the issues, and we need, as well as that, we need to be directly, if you like, speaking to actual offenders and potential offenders.
But offenders or would-be offenders know that if they are caught, they face lengthy prison sentences, they'll be shunned by their family, their local community. What can you do to change their behaviour?
Yes. I mean, the fact that somebody's willing to take all of those risks shows that there's a real compulsion there sometimes, isn't there? There's a real urge. And what we are offering as an organisation, the Specialist Treatment Organisation for the Prevention of Sex Offending, what we offer is therapy to people. So anybody can come and we will put them in touch with a therapist local to them who will help them to consider strategies for managing their behaviour. And the message that we're getting across is some people are sexually attracted to children. And that can't change. They have a sexual attraction to children. And usually that's something that they've become aware of perhaps in their teenage years. And it seems to be a fairly fixed part of who they are. But what we can do is we can offer therapy to help them think about how they will live their lives as law-abiding citizens who are not going to offend and who are not going to harm children.
Well, clearly there's a demand. Donald Finlater earlier was able to tell us that around 5% of the 1,900 people who have called his organisation over the past 13 years come from Northern Ireland. That's up to around 950 people. Mm-hmm. Do you believe if someone calls a helpline like that, that they should be treated with confidentiality, that they shouldn't automatically be referred on to a sex offenders register? These are people who recognise they have a problem.
Exactly. I think if somebody comes forward and takes that first step, which is actually a very courageous step, to say, here I am, I have this very serious problem, and I am worried that I am going to harm a child. If that person has made the choice to come forward, then I think we do need to treat them with respect and confidentiality. And an important point to make is a therapist working in the private sector does not have a duty to report concerns.
Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
But do you believe it's right?
Oh, do you mean is it morally right?
Mm.
Yes, because if somebody's coming forward and they're saying, I am worried that I am going to harm a child, and very often these people will be coming and they will be saying, I have never broken the law, but I am worried that I am going to. I'm going to take that first step. And that's really important that we're able to offer them help and support at that point before any child has been harmed.
There will be people listening to this who have perhaps themselves been abused or know someone who has, who will say, what is going on when we are treating paedophiles like victims?
No, we're not treating them as victims at all. No, the whole underlying message of this is about child protection. We need to make sure that children in future do not get harmed. So this is about realising that there's a very, very serious problem here and recognising that there are a certain proportion of men who are sexually attracted to children. And if we can intervene early enough, and if we can put in support mechanisms for them, then we can keep children safe. And the other point I want to make that I think is really important, and people often forget it, this could be your child who is growing up and as a teenager begins to realise that they have a sexual attraction to children. And do we want to help the young adults who suddenly realise that they're struggling with this problem? Very often they're talking about loneliness and despair and suicidal feelings, because they think, if I'm sexually attracted to children, that means I am going to act out on it. I'm going to become this evil monster that everybody fears.
Okay.
And if we say to them, we can offer help, you know, we can keep children safe.
Dr. Sarah Good, thank you very much indeed.